Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is hour number three. Hour number three. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. All right. Let me take a quick moment to just remind you about the importance of your health. And it's one of the big reasons why I talk about the products that are sitting on the shelf back behind me. And I say that as I get prepared to take, this is my second dose. I take a Vibe, Flex, Resvante, and Ultra Shot every morning when I wake up. One of the first things that I do before I take my batch of natural pills that I take in addition to that, as well as get underneath a electromagnetic blanket. I'd love to tell you about that sometime, but it is actually a blanket that is used by astronauts at NASA, or has been used by them inside their spacesuits, because remember that they are up in zero gravity. And so this electromagnetic blanket actually improves circulation for you as well. It's played a huge role in my recovery over the last 6 years. I got introduced to it by my dear friend, the late Dr. Tom Barrett. Dr. Barrett was like, look, somehow we got to figure out how to get you, this blanket, and get you started on this. And so we figured it out, and he got me, using it. And I'm telling you, every single morning, I use it, and it increases the blood circulation. It helps your kidneys to do their job in purifying the blood and the filtration process, and in detoxing, because it just makes such a huge difference. So encourage you, to get, signed up at CGRwellness.com, CGRwellness.com. My mom, who is in her mid-80s, was having huge problems with swelling in her legs, major problem. And I got her started on the Vibe. Within 3 days, all of the swelling was gone, completely gone. And she has had people showing up now at her door, knocking on her door and asking her for doses of it every morning. She can't hardly keep enough in her refrigerator. So there you go. All right. Hey, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the agricultural commissioner for the great state of Texas. And he has just been fighting for freedom and for liberty. And I'm so pleased to have the opportunity to welcome to the program Sid Miller. Sid, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for getting in here today.
Good to be with you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So I'm running a little bit late. I was on the wrong feed there. There was nobody on the other one, but I found you.
So here I am. All right. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And I just want to say, as a fellow Texan, thank you so much for your service to our great state.
Well, I'm honored to be your Ag Coach Commissioner, and I appreciate working for the people of Texas.
Let's talk about the ag situation. It's interesting. I was talking with another guest earlier this morning. We were talking about that bio lab that they found out in Reedley in California, in a supposed abandoned building, and they were injecting the mice, and the mice became carriers. But one of the comments that was made was, imagine if, some of the guys that work out in the fields, right? Some of the people that, do the picking and so on had stumbled into that building to get out of the heat or what have you and became exposed. And now they go out back out into the field and the contamination potential is just unbelievable.
Well, that would have been catastrophic. Fortunately, to my understanding, that has not happened. So right. It's a good thing we discovered it and we get this out in the open and deal with it now before it became another pandemic.
What are the biggest issues that you see for America when it comes to ag?
Oh, well, we've got lots of biggest issues. We've got a lot of things facing us. It's a huge industry, you know. It's a matter of national security, and I'll explain that a little bit. How do you get, you know, how does agriculture become an item of national security? Well, it's pretty simple, Brother Greg. When we can no longer feed and clothe ourselves and we're dependent on some foreign power to do that, that's when we lose all of our freedoms. It's one thing to be energy independent, but it's also even more important, to be self-sufficient, be able to feed yourself. So a little disturbing news that a lot of people haven't heard, but last year was the first time in my lifetime that the United States imported more food than we exported. We've always been a net exporter of food around the world, but last year we actually bought more food than we sold. I hope that's not a trend. I hope it's an anomaly just because of the strong dollar or other reasons that possibly could be doing that. But the one thing that no one's talking about that is the most serious threat to us is the Biden 30-30 plan. That's a global initiative. It's already happening in Europe. The European Union is pushing that. The Netherlands, they have already told the farmers to get rid of 50% of their livestock. They're taking 50% of the land away from the farmers. They're feeding people crickets and mealyworms for protein. Ireland just announced that they were going to have to get rid of 50% of their livestock. And that's not coming to America. It's already started. It started with the Biden 30-30 plan, which is phase one. That's to take 30% of our land out of production by the year 2030. Phase two is a 50-50 plan, and that's to get 50% of our land out of production by the year 2050. It's very scary. It's one of the biggest things that's most threatening things in my lifetime. But no one knows about it. No one's talking about it.
We've talked quite a bit about the 2030 plan here on Chosen Generation Radio. I've had Reggie Littlejohn on to talk about it, Dee Loggison from Save the Persecuted Christians, because obviously one of their prime targets is Christians. They've got to get rid of Christians because Christians believe in the God that they can't have in the minds of anyone in order to carry this plan out.
Well, that's true, and they're very stealth about it. They're using several methods. They're kicking farmers off of federal land. Generation after generation have had these long-term leases with the Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service, National Park Service, and so they're evacuating these people. The cattle are coming off of those big federally owned lands, so that's one method. One of the most effective methods is they're using the Endangered Species Act to shut down agriculture and oil and gas production. Here in Texas and through about five western states, they've declared the lesser prairie chicken on the endangered list. They just added the sand dunes lizard about a month ago. And then last week, they added a little owl down in South Texas and some mussels in the Rio Grande. So when that happens, you can't really farm it anymore. You might flush that hen off the nest. You can't really do oil and gas exploration or drilling or production because, you know, it would disturb the habitat. So
this is one of
thousands of acres out of production just about through the Endangered Species Act.
You know, this is one of the arguments that Daniel Miller makes for Texit is because of these kinds of inhibitions on Texas, and they're a direct arrow shot at the heart of our state.
Well, it is, you know, and we have two real famous cattle drive that started in South Texas and went all the way up as far as Montana, the Chisholm Trail and the Great Western Trail. And there is a push to make those national monuments, turn those areas over to the National Park Service. of course, that affects over 50 counties in Texas, and those areas will be taken out of production. Not only that, there'll be no pipelines across them, there'll be no transmission lines, right. No new highways, et cetera, et cetera, because it'll be fully controlled by the National Park Service eventually.
Well, and...
They're very stale. They're really good. You know,
that was like the battle at the Alamo, right? I mean, that was a similar kind of a fight. You had this government encroachment. When you talk about the ranching, what comes to my mind is the Bundy Ranch battle that took place. What was that now? About 8-9 years ago, right? The big standoff.
Yeah, it was a while back. I mean, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen the government do. The Bundy should have paid their lease. I mean, they owed it. So, but that's another argument. But everybody knows that twice a year you have a roundup. You bring all the cattle in. You wean the calves. You know, you vaccinate everything. You worm the cows. You know, you get them ready for winter. You turn them back out. Those guys went in the middle of calving season, birthing season, and, you know, tried to round all those cattle up with helicopters and run those cows. Cows aborted. Baby calves got separated from their mother and died in this heat. If they'd have just waited, the Bundys would have had them all in the pen, you know, in the spring or the fall, and they wouldn't have had to do anything. Just show up. They'd have had them all gathered up themselves. So just stupid on the federal government's part.
What about, you know, I mean, the Red River issue as well? I know that that's a concern for Texas. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that was a battle back in 2014 where the BLM said that the Red River changed course. And there was a rancher up there that had been farming this piece of ground for, you know, decades. And they came and said, well, that's actually a federal land because the river used to run over here. And now you're farming a government land, so you're going to have to get off of it. So we went up there and fought that. We got Congress engaged. They finally had to fix that with legislation. We finally got that fixed. And that farmer did not have to give up his land. But they're still trying to pull things like that. And that's part of the Biden 30-30 plan. Actually, now they're pretty smart. They don't call it the 30-30 plan anymore, Greg. They call it the America the Beautiful plan.
Well, so just, you know, of course.
I mean, you have to give them that.
That's how they sell this nonsense. Sid, what do you think, you know, that what do we need to do? You just talked about getting legislature involved, passing laws. I know that President Trump wants to put in some executive orders, and I think that's wonderful, but as we both know, an executive order is only as good as the length of the presidency. It's really more it placates the audience, but it doesn't permanently fix the issue.
No, but it certainly helps. I've been ag commissioner under two different Democrat presidents and under Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, but between Obama and Biden, I spent 40% of my time fighting the federal government's overreach.
Yeah.
I didn't fight the federal government at all under Donald Trump. I worked hand in hand with, I was his agriculture advisor. I was, you know, nominated for the second term to be in his cabinet, Secretary of Ag. I mean, so we work hand in hand, and we cut regulation instead of piling more regulation on the American farmer and rancher. So it's quite a difference in these administrations and how they approach agriculture and business in general.
Well, he's going to need – my point is not that he did anything wrong. I'm a supporter of President Trump. My point is that he's going to need the support this next time. He had in the first 2 years a majority in the Senate and a majority in the House. But he had McConnell and Ryan, and they were running an end around and basically blocked every policy that he tried to put into place that would have been more permanent. We've got to get control of the Senate. We've got to get control of the House, because we need him to be able to take his policy and turn it into law.
Well, it was amazing that Trump got as much. He got more done than any president in my lifetime. And it's amazing how he got it done, because The Democrats were against him. Mm-hmm. The deep state, the bureaucrats were against him.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans were against him.
Yep.
The people that he appointed to office turned out to be against him and were leakers.
Absolutely.
And basically, the only people he had on his side was his family and a few, very few close friends. But
yep.
He got it done anyway. He was fighting them from all angles. He was surrounded, yet he won the battle. So you're exactly right. It'd be amazing if he had a real team together that would support his initiatives. There's no telling what he could get done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. What's on your hit list? The things that, because I know you're running again for ag commissioner here, and you'll have my vote, sir. But what are the things that you are focused on in this next term that so we can shore up the defenses of our state against potential government federal overreach?
Well, we've got a lot of projects going on. We're working very closely with Congress Chairman G.T. Thompson on the upcoming farm bill. We're trying to get some legislation in there. I'm determined to stop China from buying any. I'm determined to stop China from buying any more of our farmland.
Right.
That's just crazy.
Big issue.
I am determined to get our grid fixed down here in Texas. We still haven't fixed our electric grid. We've got that to do. We still haven't secured the southern border.
Yeah.
We haven't really taken on this Biden's 30 by 30 plan. We've got a lot of work to do. We still haven't secured our schools. We need to make sure that our schools are safe. We don't have another Columbine or Uvalde. And that's very close to me because I'm responsible for feeding 5 million school meals each day. So that always bothers me. So we're pushing through legislation to make sure that our schools are adequately protected and they're not gun-free zones, that we have people there that can defend our children.
Right.
So we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we've done some good things, but we're nowhere near finished.
What can we do about the southern border, in your opinion? The federal government continues to push back, the Biden administration in particular, that this is a federal thing. But, you know, I know that Governor Abbott has been being pushed about declaring a state of emergency across the entire border. How does that happen? When does he do that so that he can invoke the state's rights to defend itself against this invasion?
Well, you know, he's had 8.5 years to do that. We spent billions and billions of dollars. Our border is more porous now than it's ever been, so we're just not making much headway. I do appreciate Governor Abbott for at least trying, but what we're doing is not working. I can fix that border. I promise you, it's very simple. It's not hard to do.
Not rocket scientists.
No, all you have to do is just reinstitute the Trump era policies. He had it shut down to a trickle. I mean, we know how to do it. We've already done it.
Yeah.
We need to reelect Trump or somebody that could reinstitute those Trump era border policies, and it'll be fixed. It's not hard. We've already had the plan. We've executed it. It worked. We just need to do it again.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you, and I would love to see that take place. But in the meantime, we're going to have to survive between now and whenever that takes place. So again, I guess that begs the question, you know, do what can the state legislature do to force the hand of the governor? Is there anybody that you see that has the will to do it? I mean, I know that Felon, doesn't have the will to do that. Dan Patrick doesn't really seem to have the will to do it either. Who's the hero? Who's the champion? Who's going to step up?
Well, the hero will be the American citizen, the voters. They're going to have to put Donald Trump in or somebody that can get control of that. It's not going to get any better. We're not going to win that war as long as Biden's president, because they hold all the cards. We're basically be on defense. We can't score if we're on defense. So right now we're in a defensive posture. We're trying to manage and mitigate the amount of damage, you know, that's coming through. we're doing some things, but it's all reactionary things. It's not proactive actions, unfortunately.
Yeah. On a state, at the state level, what can we accomplish?
Well, we could do what we can to reinstate the Trump era policies. I think we need to put where we messed up is we didn't start early enough. You know, the day that we knew that Biden was going to be president, Texas should have been down on the border and said, look, we're putting up razor wire. We don't care what the president says. You're not coming into Texas. We're armed. You can turn that caravan of, you know, people around, or you can go through some other state. You're not coming through Texas. That's where we made our mistake. We didn't react till almost 6 months later.
Yeah.
And hundreds of thousands of people were already pouring through into Texas, crossing the Rio Grande. We didn't do anything for like 6 months. You know, the cow's out of the barn. It's a little, you know, too late to shut the barn door when that happens. But mm-hmm. We should have been proactive. We could have stopped all this before it started if we'd have made a stand and held our ground. But we didn't do that. I mean, now look what we've got to deal with.
It's a serious issue. How do folks follow you, Sid?
You can find me on social media, Miller for Texas. Facebook/Miller for Texas, or you can, my website is SidMiller.com. Pretty easy, pretty simple to follow me. We have a big following on social media, particularly Facebook. I have over 1 million followers. I think this month we reached almost 60 million people on Facebook alone. We have over 15 million people engaged, commenting, you know, liking, sharing our posts. So go there. You'll find the real story. We don't pull any punches. We get censored a lot. We get shut down every once in a while. we've got 1 foot out of the frying pan into fire, as they say.
No doubt. I understand that. I'm permanently banned on Twitter. I'm banned on Vimeo. I was banned on LinkedIn, and I'm banned on YouTube. So I completely understand how that works. But I'm not going to change my messaging.
Well, and we aren't either. We simply tell the truth, and you won't have to worry about it.
Well, there you go. The only one we got to answer to is him.
That's true. Absolutely.
No doubt. Sid, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it, sir.
Anytime, my friend. God bless you, and God bless what you do.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Sheriff Joe Arpaio joins me on the other side. We'll talk Arizona and election integrity coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio right here on TECNTV.com and all across our network. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really honored to have my next guest with me. I have talked about him a ton on this program over the years, and all of the battle that he has fought and the things that he has done to preserve the integrity of the Constitution of the United States of America. He, along with Sheriff Mack, who I had on last week, are probably my two most favorite sheriffs in the entire country. I want to welcome Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Sheriff Joe, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Stick with me. I have a little cold, but I'm tough. I got off the sick bed for you.
Well, I'm honored, and I believe the prayer we just prayed in the green room is going to turn it around in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So let's talk now. You were telling me. I know this wasn't our subject matter, but I am intrigued. So you were telling me that you've got a racehorse that it's getting ready to start running or is running.
Well, it started in upstate New York, came in number four, but his father was Curlin, another champion, and his great father was Secretariat, so he's got good bloodline.
Yeah.
But it's my name, which is okay. Sure, Joe's going to be all over the racetracks. You better start winning.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I'm not super familiar. I know they have to be they're 3 years old, right? When they run in the Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont, is that correct?
2 years.
2 years old. Okay. See, there you go. I was off. So, how old is your horse, and is that in the plan, or can you say?
The horse is a year and a half.
Okay.
He ran a short race under a mile, came in number four, but that was his first race. And look at his bloodline, and we expect him to reach the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. So we'll be watching for Sheriff Joe coming up in the Kentucky Derby. That'll be this next Derby, right?
Next year.
Yeah.
You got, yeah, there are so many points that qualify.
Okay. All right.
It's just, I'm from Massachusetts. Come on, I never been on a horse. I shouldn't tell anybody that. I've been on a camel when I was undercover in Turkey, but that's different.
Just a little bit, huh? All right. Well, let's talk, Sheriff Joe, about elections. Arizona is the hotbed for this battle regarding election integrity, and in particular Maricopa County, which is the county that you were and have been the sheriff of for many, many years. Talk to me about what's going on in Maricopa County when it comes to this election business.
Looks like everything's going on. High profile. Donald Trump, of course, is the focus. And I have to say something right off the bat.
Yep.
Because I say it to everybody. I never found a hero. NBC 2 years ago said, "Is John McCain your hero?" And I paused. And I said, four months ago, I woke up and I told my wife, I finally found my hero. And I said, that's Donald Trump. So he is my hero. I was just with him 2 months ago, privately with him. He's still doing great. And I endorsed him again because in July 2015, he came here in Phoenix for his first rally. Governor, nobody would show up. Think of that. At least a courtesy to come and greet him. You know, many people were running. I showed up, I got on a stage, and I told him three things. Number one, there's a silent majority out there, and it's still there. Not too silent anymore.
No.
That he is going to be elected president. And then I told him we're born on the same day. So I've been with him. And when I shake hands with any politician, I can't say the other way around. I do not break my bond. Everybody knows. Once I shake hands, I'm stuck. That's my old-fashioned philosophy. I don't see that much in the political situation today. And I'm talking about Republicans, too.
Well, I would argue that the idea of you know your handshake and you know and what that means has dramatically gone away, quite frankly.
Big time. I'm an old-fashioned guy. My mother and father came from Italy, opened up an Italian grocery store. Unfortunately, My mother gave her life for me, refusing an abortion. So she died, and I survived. So I have to, my mother had to have great genes, keeps me alive. My father died of cancer at 74. So never saw my mother. She's upstairs with my wife. I've been married 63 years, and my wife has been with me all over the world. When I was fighting the drug traffic, I was with the U.S. Drug Enforcement. Been with me constantly. And there's a guy named Donald Trump. My wife dying of cancer. Used to watch Fox because she loved Donald Trump. And when I saw him, I said, you know what? You helped my wife. All the treatment. He said, give me that phone. He's called my wife 7-8 times. See how she's doing.
Wow.
He still talks about my wife in the last 2 rallies in Phoenix area. And I'm not running for anything. He brings up my wife. Think of that.
Yeah.
The man, as I can't give you the words for him, and I'm very, very angry. how they go after him, picking out old cases. They can't get him with anything, so they go invent the old cases. So he's my hero. I say it to everybody, whether they like it or not. Doesn't bother me. And I'm thinking of running for mayor again in Fountain Hills, Arizona. I did it and almost won. But there are other people turn on me. I endorse so many people.
Yeah.
Fast, and then they forget it and they turn on you. Where is the character? Where is the loyalty with these politicians? They'll do anything. Sell their soul to win an election. And that's what we're facing today. And when I'm talking to you, I'm talking more about the Republicans than the Democrats. I know where the Democrats come from.
Isn't, yeah, I think you make a very valid point, because that's where, you know, Psalm 55, David said that. He said, you know, we took sweet bread together. It would have been easier had you been my adversary, but I considered you to be my friend when you stabbed me in the back. That's the tough stuff.
Well, usually they stab you in the back, but they go on one step further. Since I'm Italian and I worked on a mob all over the world, the mafia, but they're twisting the knife now. They're only stabbing it, and then they put that twist to it, big time.
Yeah.
And that's what we have today, and it's, and all these people that love Trump, you wait. If he takes too much heat, they're going to desert him. You got this guy, Christie. I don't know if they ever heard of him.
Oh, yeah. New Jersey. Yeah. Pathetic.
I got to be careful what I say, because I am suing the Mexican government or the individual. We just filed it in Florida on a guy, Ebrob. He was the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, and he gets before the Mexican Senate, Joe Arpaio. He kills, murders immigrants, and he smuggled 1,500 guns into Mexico.
Wow.
7 days after he said that, he went to the White House and met Sullivan. Of course, he left office recently. He's running for president of Mexico. No one, all the people I have endorsed, would even write a letter. All I wanted was an apology. The only one that finally wrote a letter was Andy Biggs, a congressman.
Yeah.
Of course, I endorse him too. But you know, recently, you can't believe how they turned on me. People in my area. And I've endorsed everyone last year. Everyone. And gave them money. These congressmen. And they turned on me. We don't support him for mayor of my hometown here. That's just an example. And when they go after me, they're going after Donald Trump. Going after Donald Trump when they go after me. So I'm not going to surrender. I'm going to announce in 2 weeks that I'm continuing my quest as mayor of this town. And I'm going to win this time, regardless of all those politicians that I have endorsed last year, and they all turned on me. Think of that. Where is loyalty / character? Where's the character anymore with these so-called politician? Think of that. You got this guy, Christie. He's a bully. He looks like he's a school bully. How's he ever going to get a job? Who will ever trust this guy? He's calling the president a president. Just the title president. Calling him a traitor. Calling the president a traitor among many more lies. On and on. I wouldn't hire this guy for dog catcher. So he wants to rock the boat. He's on CNN, MSNBC, I think he wants a job as a consultant. So my advice to him, very simple. Since you brag that you were the U.S. attorney for maybe a check. And then he says, I was a Republican, and I had all Democrats in a legislature. What? Okay. Well, you were a Democrat, too. Don't keep bragging how the Democrats support you. You're what do you call it? A name only.
A rhino. A Republican rhino. In name only. Let's talk about how that's impacting what's going on in Arizona. Because in Arizona, we know that we had election fraud. I've covered that. I've had Jeff Zink has been on the program. I've had Michelle Swinnick on the program. I had Carrie Lake on the program. We've talked about the severity of the election irregularities and the problems that took place there. And what you're talking about right now relative to basically just being spineless and turning and not being willing to get into the fight. How do we fix that, Joe? And why do you think that these people have been so compromised?
You know how you fix it? Just like I'm doing. You run again. Run again. If you're concerned about the fix being in. Now, I don't talk about that issue much. I don't talk about it. Because, you know, I'm a law enforcement guy. I want to see the investigative report. I want to see the facts. I don't care about what the politicians say in the media. Bring it before me. And by the way, nobody wants me to talk about this. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
I go to my grave. I want to know why a former president has a fake government document. Now, they're going after Trump with documents and all. Why don't they talk about the fake government document that Obama had? Birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
There is no doubt. No doubt in my mind, and I've been in law enforcement 58 years, that is a fake government document. I don't care where he's born. I started this in 2011. Of course, he went Holder, Holder too. But when in 2009, actually, I didn't even start it then. I did 2011.
Okay.
But they went after me because of the immigration crackdown that I did.
Right.
To me, I was top, the first 100 days they had their little Mickey Mouse thing, what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was a target. It was a badge of honor.
Absolutely. Well, so, you were setting an example for the rest of the country, Sheriff Joe, on how to secure a border.
Yeah, I was locking people up.
Yeah.
And they went after me, the most biased federal judge in history. They hit me with a contempt of court. In fact, I don't even know I have a record. I had to go to court, trial. They never fingerprinted me. They never photographed me. The judge said it over the radio, never showed up for my sentencing. However, Donald Trump knew this is all garbage. I didn't ask for it. He pardoned me. He pardoned me on my wife's birthday. On my wife's birthday. I was his first pardon. I didn't ask for it. You know, if I was found guilty, what are they going to do to me? What are they going to do? Yeah, they did find me guilty of a contempt of court. I had to sit at a defense table for 2 months over a little misdemeanor. And look what they're doing with Donald Trump. Over and over and over and over. They won't leave him alone. That's sad for our country. What's happening today is sad. And Pastor, hey, by the way, I ran the third largest sheriff's office, and I also ran the third largest jails. I had 500 religious people come into my jails and my tents and deal with the inmates, help mm-hmm. them. I had rehabilitation, the best drug prevention program in the country. I know I've had pink underwear I made them wear. And I know I put them on chain gangs. I have the only female chain gang in the history of the world because I'm an equal opportunity incarcerator. I'm not going to discriminate against women. But it worked out perfect. Everybody today, they go, thank you, Sheriff. You helped my son. He right. would have died over and over again. So we did a lot of good things when I was sheriff. Longest in the history of Maricopa County, I am. And I started at 61 years old. 61.
Wow.
And they go after me on my age. That's all I hear. He's too old. He's too old. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've never been in a hospital overnight. I'm 91 years old and never been in a hospital. But I got one little asterisk. I fell. My security guys took me and dumped me at the hospital to have the x-ray. Well, since it's the sheriff, they wanted to treat me real good. So they had a bet at night. Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Never been in a hospital, except when I was born. And I tell you how sad that was with my mother.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this. I am tired of calling people old. And I'm tired of it. I publicize it. I don't care. It may be a detraction. Some people may not want to vote for me. Even when I was a sheriff, well, he's 85 years old. Well, first of all, sheriffs, when I have 10,000 people I'm responsible for, you think I'm going to jump over the fence? I got people to jump over the fence. I don't understand this age. So I get a little angry at that, Pastor. Age discrimination in this country. Now, yeah. I met Biden a few times. In fact, in the early 80s, I went to Washington and testified before him. I met him when he was coming through, courtesy, say hello. He has a little problem. I understand that. But that shouldn't be the overriding factor, going after someone that may have some medical problem. So I'm not for him. I just talk about human nature.
Yeah.
And stop calling people old. Stop doing it. Let's just see if they can do the job and forget how old you are.
Well, and I think in Biden's case, the issue is that he's not doing the job. And the criminal activity that he and his family have been engaged in, that's all coming, you know, to the surface with lots of evidence. You know, this is somebody that is sold out. I mean, this is somebody that somebody else is pulling their strings.
Well, a lot of arrogance with that family. And I'm glad to see someone is looking into it. But what about me? How come they don't have hearings? How come they don't talk about the Mexican guy? They call me a killer. All I want is an apology. I'll go to Mexico City to get an apology, even though the cartel is supposed to be after me. I don't care about cartel. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a French restaurant. Why don't they call it organized crime? Now they're starting to, now Christie, since he's a big crime fighter, he wants to be like Giuliani, who is a great fighter against the mafia. All Christie talks about, Trump is like the mafiosa mafia. And why does he say this? I don't know, but I'll tell you, because Trump loves his kids. And one of the daughters, Mary Kirshner, who Kirshner.
I do.
When Christie is talking about everything about Trump, why does he say he put Kirshner's father in jail for years? when he was U.S. attorney.
Yeah.
How come he doesn't talk about that? And here's Trump. He's such a nice guy. He forgives people. Gives them a chance. That's one of the problems he has, unfortunately. When you're CEO of a big country, you can't do everything yourself.
Right.
You got to surround yourself with somebody that you can trust. Evidently, there's not many people you can trust anymore. Especially in the political
sense. Those my two biggest concerns, Sheriff Joe, with President Trump, and I know people that are pretty close to him, is, you know, the other people that are around him, and you know, he manages, but he lets you run your show, and the people that he's got running some of those shows are not the kind of people that we want running the show. And we saw that, like you said, you know, I know Rex Tillerson as an example. I have a friend of mine that was appointed by Trump into the State Department. He sat in a meeting where the head of that department said, any directions you get from the White House, ignore. We're not listening to them. And that was when Tillerson was in charge. And then when they found out that he was a Trump appointee, they got him kicked out. So, that's a concern. And the other one is he's going to be able to get some things done probably in the first 2 years. The second 2 years, they'll block him as best as they can. But it's what happens the next 8 years. That's what's going to determine where we go as a country, in my opinion.
You're right. We're in a tough, tough road these days. We can't stand another 4 years of the Democrats and their philosophy.
No, sir.
It's tough to come back. We have the greatest country in the world. I'm very optimistic. We've always survived. We always survive. Think of that.
Yep.
And we'll survive all this. But right now, people are hurting. And, you know, and Trump, going after him every time he says anything. Because you know what? He treats the janitor just as well, just as much as he treats top staff. That's the type of guy he is.
Yeah.
And one thing, maybe you can help me. I'm not interviewing you. You're interviewing me, but I just have a question. If he's so bad, he's had thousands and thousands of people working for him. I'm not talking about the government.
Right.
The business. You know the media. You can get the janitor and come up from Blassen. It'll be all over. I haven't seen any of his thousands of employees badmouth him. Have you heard anybody that worked other than one of his top staff at the tower? I don't see all these people criticizing him.
No, I'll tell you, Joe, just very quickly, we're going to run out of time here. I may need, well, you can stay with me if you can. But, you know, when he first was running, I live in Texas. And my first choice was Senator Cruz. That was who I supported initially in the primary. Once it was determined that President Trump was going to be the guy, I was like, okay, I want to know who he is, and I want to be able to present him to my audience. So I started interviewing people who had known him for a prolonged period of time. And I mean, like one gentleman who lived in the tower with Fred and Mary and Fred Jr. and Donald and had dinner with them. I mean, he was a very close family friend. And, you know, every single one of them spoke about his character and his integrity and who he was and how he cared about people and the things that he did. I had a senior vice president, a female senior vice president of one of his international real estate businesses. And she talked about what a great boss he was. And so, you know, everybody I talked to, Sheriff Joe, talked about him. And then I had met some very influential people that were friends, somebody that had actually interviewed Ivanka, when they had divorced years ago, and Donald came to her and said, hey, you interviewed my wife, what about me? And so she interviewed him, and they built a relationship that she's had with him for, what's that, 40 years or something like that? Electorates from California who went, you know, to D.C. and or went to the convention and put in the vote for him, you know, for the votes that he got in California. So, I mean, everybody I talked to had positive things to say. I talked to Paula White. I talked to Reverend Jansky. I talked to Peter Navarro. I talked to Mark Meadows. Every single one. It's always been a very positive picture of the man himself and who he is. So I agree with you, Sheriff.
Well, he's a regular guy. He treats the janitors the same way you would treat a high staff member. Think of that. He's a regular guy. He talks like, I know him. I've been with him many times in private. Regular guy. And when I just saw him 2 months ago down, I called his house down in Florida. He was very, very social. And with all the crap he's taking,
yeah,
I don't know how he does it sometimes. But you know what? I know he has a little ego, and I have an ego sometimes. I was a campaign honorary. George Bush, Texas. Rick Perry, Texas. And also, hate to mention his name, he's a senator now, Mitt Romney. I traveled with these guys. My daughter was born in San Antonio. I love Texas. Love Texas.
Oh, then you know the cowboy capital. I'm in Bandera. I'm 65 miles outside of San Antonio.
Yeah, well, Johnson Ranch was there too, you know.
Sure.
That
sure.
To meet President Johnson too.
Yeah.
So I had Phil Graham, another great senator. Mm-hmm. Not the Graham we got now, and Phil Graham.
Right.
He came to my tents. I had all these guys running for president coming to visit me in the tents. Think of that. So Texas has great people.
Yeah.
Great people. It's a great state. I'm not saying the guy I endorse when he ran for Congress, a big endorsement for the governor, current governor of Texas. So I'm not going to get into that. Anybody who's after my guy Trump is my enemy. Automatically, all these people from Texas want my endorsement for Congress. First thing I say, are you for Donald Trump? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Naturally, I check it out, you know.
Yeah.
Are they really, you know. So I love Texas. I was born and raised in Massachusetts, Springfield.
Okay.
I was a director in Mexico City, in South America, in Central America. I was regional director for the U.S. Drug Enforcement. And I dealt with corruption, and I dealt with the president and the attorney general. And I love it when Donald Trump goes to meet with Putin. I love it when he does that. Because he goes in the back room, and they talk. Deals are made for the good of our country. That's why he does it. And when I had G. Gordon Liddy and I ran an operation Intercept in 69 under Nixon, we just about closed the border. And I became the regional director. They hated me. So I had the attorney general over my house. He never messed with me after my wife cooked blueberry pie and I bought a little PX whiskey. I got more done with blueberry pie than the big stick.
Yeah.
Is an expert in that. Yeah. And they criticize him because he meets with these guys. I had to put up with Noriega. I had agents in Panama. I know all about this.
Yeah.
But you got, and you know human nature. you know, the human side of a lot of people. Sometimes you can get things done by being a little nice, get a little beer and pizza, and you get more done that way than the big stick. Mm-hmm. And Trump knows how to handle these people. Yet they go after him. He met with Putin, met with the Korean guy. Yeah, he met with him.
Right.
They surely knew what was going on. And deals were probably made.
Yeah.
For the good of our country. Think of that. But they criticize him, even for that.
Yeah.
I get
Sheriff, the bottom line is he's a threat to their agenda. And because he's a threat to their agenda, because he knows their secrets, because he knows how they operate and what they do, and he had to deal with him. He had to deal with him in New York, and that's an epicenter for that same kind of behavior. And he knows what they're all about, and he's calling them out on it because of the things that they've been doing to our country. And what's interesting is you can go back 20, 30 years and public interviews that he did, nothing's changed. He's been saying the same thing for 30 years.
You know what type of man he is? And I'm going to try to find it. I'm going to show you this. This is the type of guy he is. Think of that. I endorsed him again two months ago. And he says, this is a great endorsement, Sergio, a legend and all that. Thank you very much, especially your statement that I am the first and only hero in your life. Such an honor. All these other politicians, you think they thank me? They go against me.
Yeah.
I can go down a big list. They go against me. And here's a real man that has courage and feelings. And they try to destroy him on 30-year-old cases in New York, that DA going after him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a secret that connects with me. They indicted him. They were going to indict him on 31 misdemeanors. No. They got it on felonies. They changed it on felonies. You know why? Because you have to have a jury trial. They want a jury trial. They don't want a misdemeanor. Same thing with me when I got defeated in 2016. It worked the reverse. They did everything not to give me a felony, just a misdemeanor, because they knew I would beat them in a jury.
Right.
And Soros pumped in $3.5 million against Trump for that DA, and he pumped in $3.5 million against me. So he and I don't even have to call him. 95% I know what he's going to do. I know. I read his mind, and he reads mine. I don't have to call him. So I'm on the same track as he is.
Well, let me just say this also. Hey, it's been a pleasure to have you. And my grandfather's name was Attilio DeMelli.
Beautiful.
We're from Alpicella, which is a little village above Genoa.
Yeah, my mother and father came from Avellino near Naples.
Okay.
Off the boat.
Yeah, my family came that way. They settled in Eureka, Nevada. And they were in coal mining, and then they went into ranching. And then they moved, my grandfather and my grandmother moved to Oakland, California, and they were a part of starting the Oakland Scavengers, the trash collection business.
Trash. Good business.
There you go.
Right now, we got a lot of trash. Two legs.
We got a lot of trash that needs to be taken out, brother. No doubt about it. Hey, I'm going to be watching for Sheriff Joe coming up this next year, and I encourage others to do the same. And we're going to keep you in our prayers as you continue to fight the good fight. God bless you for all you're doing. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Yes. Trump is in here, but I didn't make this. Is my book, Sure, Joe Arpaio, An American Legend. That's my third book. I go into everything, and I can prove it. I have tons of reports and videos, especially the one on the birth certificate that I'm still never going to give up. Never going to give up. I maybe 250,000 illegals for fake documents, you know.
Yeah.
Social security, and they have no defense, probably. A lot of them need this cop out. They go over and say, here's a president with a fake government document, and he gets a pass. He gets a pass.
Yeah.
Everybody says, don't talk about it. Why not talk about it? Why not have hearings? I got all the information. It's guaranteed. And I went to Italy because nobody here, I wanted a forensic scientist. I already proved the stuff was taken from one person's and pasted on his. How much you need for a probable cause? So I went to a forensic scientist. So when they took it off here, nine little things and put it on his, no doubt about it. Hmm. But I had to go to Italy for forensic scientists, big boys.
Yeah.
And they did it a favor. They thought it was nothing. Then they looked at it. Oh, yeah. Then another guy in Hawaii. And Fox kicked me off. I've been on Fox for, 24 years? All the time. They kicked me off 3 years ago because I mentioned the birth certificate. Judge Jeanine. I mentioned the birth certificate. That was the enemy.
Yeah.
You know the game they play.
I do. I absolutely do. That's why I do. That's why I do what I do here, and not somewhere else.
So you are a hero too.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're not my hero, unfortunately. I only have.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna send you my testimony of what happened to me 6 years ago. I saved my daughter's life by diving from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to become her airbag. A truck pulled across the highway in front of us. We hit him at 55 miles an hour. I degloved my face, broke my left orbital, broke both my hands and my wrists, broke my neck at C3 front and back, broke my back between T1 and T5 in three places, broke my right rib cage, broke my left hip, pelvis, femur, tibia, and fibula, crushed the bottom of my right knee, crushed the top of my right tibia, severed the main artery, and severed all the nerves below my right knee in order to save my daughter's life.
Bless you. Thank you.
Our kids are worth it, aren't they, Joe?
I got two great kids. I got a great wife, 63 years old, 63, been married. She's been everybody, I always say, they may not like me, but they sure love Ava. It's going to be over 2 years. Very, very religious. Always did what I wanted her to do.
Well, the Lord bless you, sir.
So thank you. And thanks for you, what you do.
Thank you.
And anytime you want me, if you ever come down here.
I love Phoenix. As a matter of fact, we used to stay. There's a little RV park in Buckeye that we used to stay at. Yeah.
Great little town. I ruined your governor, Rick Perry, when I used to introduce him in Utah.
Yeah.
What a great, great Buckeye state. 300 people start booing. I made national news. I guess it's supposed to be Hawkeye. Hawkeye. Rick probably lost the election.
That's great. Well, the Lord bless you, sir. I greatly appreciate it. It's just been such an honor to have you with me today. Thank you.
Just like in closing.
Yes.
Why is it nobody's locking up illegals from sheriffs up and down? Why? We have the law. They can still do it. Why are they not enforcing the illegal, including ICE? It's like an open thing. Nobody locks anybody up anymore.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Yeah. Illegal means illegal. I mean, hello.
You think just by luck they may stop a truck, and you know you're going to get press. Anytime you lock up a few illegals, they're going to talk about it.
Yep.
I haven't heard anybody.
Yeah. Well, and the people who lock them up are the bad guys, not the illegals. The guy who locks them up, that's the bad guy.
They're thrown under the bus.
Yeah, and literally.
Clayman, the lawyer, and I have an organization, Sheriff Incorporated. We raise money to help cops when they're thrown under the bus.
Okay.
And the Department of Justice is very clever. They're taking over police departments. Like it took away my office because they're infiltrating. They want a national police force. What better way to do it through the civil rights? It's very dangerous going on.
Yeah.
I don't know more people don't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was Obama's whole thing. 1,500 special attorneys hired through Holder, specifically looking for race issues, but the real purpose was to go in and basically clear out these police forces in these cities so they could nationalize those forces.
So I wish I was a little younger because I would open up a taco stand at the border. I'll tell you why. During an election, everybody goes to the border. When I'm I'm going to stop this at the border. Congress hasn't done nothing in, 36 years?
Yeah.
And they all go down there, stand next to the fence. Oh, whether they're running for dog catcher, it doesn't matter. Oh, I will close this border. So maybe we ought to open some restaurants here.
There you go. Well, you thank and I. You. Yeah, let's do it. Hey, now we're talking. That sounds good.
So take care of yourself. And thank you for what you've done for your daughter. That's an amazing story. Amazing story. And she's okay now.
She is. A year ago, March, I was able to get out of my chair and walk her down the aisle and then turn around and sit in my chair and officiate her wedding.
So bless you.
Thank you. And
take care of yourself.
Will do. God bless you, Sheriff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.